To Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We are glad to be able to be here on the air with you today. Always enjoy the opportunity Sunday after Sunday to bring the Word of God on the airwaves and just encourage listeners and to talk about how God is so good and how much He loves us. And it never gets old to share the Word of God with you all every single week. We love it, don't we, Pastor Jim Ellsbury?
Amen.
We love it. Pastor Jim is my associate pastor. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. We're bringing the Word to you today, and we're also going to have Cindy Henderson, one of our team members from out in Idaho, join us in a little while, and that's a good thing. It's hot in Clearwater, Florida today, Pastor Jim.
It's just hot. There is no other way to describe it. What? It's in the 90s and it's humid. But
it feels like it's 125 or something today for some reason.
That could be the
I don't think it's that hot.
That could be the feels like temperature.
Yeah, that's a little exaggerated.
Well, and you know, this is normally the height of our rainy season, and
right,
yet we're having kind of a— it'd been really rainy.
Really raining a lot. Yeah.
Now we're having a dry spell.
Yeah, we went several days where it was raining every single day. So anyway, wherever you are, I hope you're comfortable. And whenever you listen to these shows, you can listen later on podcast right here on TanTalkNetwork.com. You go to the podcast tab. I'll get that right in a minute. Podcast tab. And look for the name of this show, Living the Good Life. And you can listen to shows you've missed. Our webmaster puts them on our website, usually a month or two after they happen. And so we have them by titles on our website, which is www.bohmglobal.com, which stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. We've had quite a day, Pastor Jim. We're both dragging a little, but we're going to be just fine right here on this show because we love to be on the radio and love to share God's word, do we not?
Amen. Amen. It's been busy. We had church this morning.
Yes.
And had a great service. Very, very anointed.
Mm. Yeah.
We had some great songs and then had time in the word, communion.
It's great.
And then we took off from there and did our nursing home ministry.
First Sunday of each month, usually. Yes. Yep. And we love doing that, don't we?
Oh, yes.
It's a joy.
It's a joy to minister,
yeah.
and not just minister, but you know, they're our friends.
Yes, they are. We know so many of them.
We know so many of them, and you know, they've just become friends.
They're very important to us, and so we appreciate that opportunity every first Sunday of the month at Palm Garden Nursing Home, or I guess it's called Rehabilitation Center or something like that. I don't know for sure. In Clearwater, Florida. So anyway, we're glad you're joining us today. And as always, we remind you that we have an amazing team of people who pray for your needs. And I'm going to ask Pastor Jim to address that. But we've been doing this part of the ministry 8 or 9 years, I think, PJ, at least.
It's been
maybe longer.
Probably about 9 years because— okay. This September will be my 10th anniversary of coming to Beacon. So probably been about 9 years.
9 years, yeah.
We have seen God move mightily. In fact, maybe Cindy can talk to this a little bit later when she's on, but she sent in a prayer request yesterday for somebody who's kind of reaching out to God and has seen God move through the prayers at Beacon of Hope. I thought I was very impressed.
That's
with
encouraging,
that.
Isn't it?
It is. And, you know, what we do for our listeners, if you have a prayer request, please send it in to prayers, P-R-A-Y-E-R-S, at bohmglobal.com. And we will we're more than happy to pick up your prayer and send it out to our prayer team. We'll attach a prayer to it. The prayer team is myself and Betty and Shell, who now are all three members of the radio team.
Sure.
So one of us will pick it up. We'll send it out to the prayer team.
Right.
And the only thing we ask is that when God answers your prayer, please let us know. I love to collect praise reports.
Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it? Because
it is.
We know God is moving. Cindy, is that you on the line?
It is.
Hi, Cindy.
Our dear Cindy Henderson. We love you. PJ just said to me, I sure wish God had moved Cindy back here. So we miss you. We miss you. You're in Idaho, and we're glad that you're a part of the radio team, even from a distance. But let it stand here. Let it, for the record, we miss you.
I miss you as well.
Yes, you're amazing.
And it's nice to be missed.
Well, you know, he was just referencing your prayer request and how God answers prayer, Cindy. And you want to speak to that before we get to this first song?
I think today was an excellent example of that. I had sent in a prayer request for what I call my adopted daughter, Thaisa. I didn't give birth to her, but I love her
like
a daughter.
Cool.
I spent four and a half years living with her, and she, today was baby dedication, and she dedicated her child to the Lord this morning, her nine-month-old son.
Yes.
But it's interesting, we discussed this on the way home. God keeps putting people in her life, total strangers sometimes, that need prayer. And she will then text me and say, hey, can you pray for so-and-so? And so in the beginning I said, you know, hey, I'll send it out to the prayer team. And now she just assumes that's going to happen.
Right.
And then I will send her back whatever prayer I get from you guys.
Right.
And she is seeing answers to prayer. And we discussed how, you know, Thaisa, God is giving you these opportunities to bless other people, but also to help you grow and to see the power of prayer. So it's really, really cool.
Oh, that's a wonderful testimony. And it is, when we see God moving in our lives, we want to talk about that. We want to share that. We want to tell others, you wouldn't believe what God's doing. And this was my situation, and here's how God resolved it. And wow, Cindy, doesn't that just bless you when you're telling it and bless you when you're hearing it from others?
It's actually hard to keep back tears, you know, because it's, I know her life. I know what she's gone through. I know what she struggles with. You know, she's a single mom, raising a nine-month-old, and you know, her life is not easy.
Sure.
And yet, here she is. She's up on a Sunday morning, getting herself and her son to church so that, you know, he can be dedicated to the Lord. And I can see God working in her life, and that is awesome.
Well, and it's that is a very important, momentous occasion to dedicate kids to the Lord. And I mentioned it this morning about my daughter so long ago. She's 42 now, so long ago when her dad and I stood in front of the church my dad was pastoring at that time in South Florida and dedicated her at 3 months to the Lord. And I tell you, there's so many times, Cindy, God's had to remind me, you gave her to me. Now get your hands off of the situation and just trust me. You know what I mean?
Yep. Oh, I was fortunate enough to have my dad, who's a minister, dedicate both of my kids as well. You know, sometimes our kids go through things just like we do, and it's hard to watch. It's hard to not be able to step in and rescue them.
Right.
But I think it's a humongous step. It's a huge responsibility to have kids anyway, but it's an even bigger responsibility when you dedicate them to the Lord and you stand up in front of God and people and you pledge that this child is going to be raised for the Lord in the Word. You know, I'm going to instill in this child the things that he needs to be successful. And it's a
big
great
commitment
step for her.
Yeah.
It's a commitment, absolutely. And I'm proud of her, and I'm so happy that she chose to take that step.
That's cool. That's great. This morning at Beacon of Hope, we opened our service with a song by Third Day, Soul on Fire. And it just seems to be where we are today. And we're going to open this show with the very same song. And it's just a song we love, but it's a song that inspires us to become more for God than we are now, to go deeper with Him. You want to comment on this, PJ, before we play this?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a great song, and the lyrics are great. I mean, it's I want to be a soul on fire. I don't want to be just ash, or I don't want to be a dying embers.
Right.
I want to be on fire
on
for the
fire.
Lord.
On fire.
And I mean, like you said, we sang it this morning, and Pastor, I told you I had my car radio on the Joy FM.
Yeah.
The last song before I came into the radio station was Soul on Fire. So I think God's really working to get that point across
to
us.
Oh, He is. And so we accept that, and listen to these words and let yourself get fired up right now. Desire of your heart. Pray with us right now. Dear God, we come before you as people that are hungry for you, hungry for your presence, for your presence to be stirred up within us today. We are those souls on fire, the three of us. And Lord, let us be able to communicate that to our audience and to people who listen at a later time that they will understand how important it is to be on fire for you, mighty God, not just to say, yeah, I know God, or yeah, I'm a saved, but to really be a soul on fire. Lord, let us be able to communicate that truth today. We ask you that in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Why is that so important, Pastor Jim? Why can't we just be settle for being, you know, oh, I'm saved, I've got my fire insurance, I'm going to heaven someday in the sweet by and by?
Well, the sad thing is we can settle for that if we can. Want to. But that's not the abundant life that Jesus promised.
That's right.
That's mm-hmm. not God's best for us. That's just the first step. You know, we used to joke in my church, you know, some people get saved, sanctified, and solidified.
And you want to explain that last you want to explain all that? Well, some people do not know what you just said.
And then they think they, you know, they think they've made it, being sanctified, they think they've made it, and they wouldn't go any further. And you know, sometimes, well, you know, I've been reading the book of Acts, and it just shows me how many times we have to let God out of the little box.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm kind of quoting J.B. Phillips there, but, you know, we try and keep him real tidy, and God's not a tidy God. He likes to, he breaks out of the things we put him in.
Are you saying he likes suddenly moments and surprises?
And surprises, and does things. Maybe the way, not quite the way we would do it. And I think we have to be on fire. We have to be in touch with him to understand that. If I can just go on for a brief second.
Yes, go ahead.
The thing that sticks out to me, a couple of things in the book of Acts. First of all, in Acts chapter 6, the church had really grown there in Jerusalem, and it included Hebrew-speaking Jews and Greek-speaking Jews. And a complaint arose that the Greek speakers were kind of getting, the widows of the Greek speakers weren't getting treated fairly. So what did the apostles do? They said, well, you know what? We got to figure out something here, because we can't spend all our time waiting tables.
Right.
That's not what God's called us to do. So they prayed and found seven men to become deacons, to become
right.
those ministers,
sure.
those servants. They had to go out of the box.
Right. Figure it out.
Yeah, and then in Samaria, Philip goes up there because of the persecution of Saul. He preaches to the Samaritans. And, you know, we said this, I know, on this show, and I know in church many a time, Jews really didn't like Samaritans. They considered them like half-breed mongrels.
Right.
Basically.
Right.
Because they were partial, you know, they were partially physically Jewish, but partially also pagan.
Right.
So they were like half-breeds. And yet, here Philip the evangelist goes to Samaria, preaches the gospel, people are getting saved.
Yep.
And the apostles hear about it, and they could have, I suppose they could have recalled Philip. How dare you go to the Samaritans? Do you really think God wants to save them?
Yeah.
And yet they didn't. They sent Peter and John to check on the work, and the
right.
Holy Spirit fell on them. The same thing happened with Peter with the Gentiles. That's probably the biggest step of all. That really had to expand a few minds there.
Oh, yeah.
Because, wow, Gentiles getting saved?
I thought
this Jesus guy was only for us.
Right.
You know, and sometimes I think we get that way.
Sure.
I thought this ministry was only for us.
Right.
And yet, you know, God will stretch. God
stretches
will stretch
us.
What he wants us to do in order so that we can move.
Right.
But in order for us to be sensitive to that, we have to be on fire. We have to have that joy, that closeness
we
to gotta
the Lord. We got to want that.
Yeah.
Because I think so many people, Cindy, are so content when they get saved. Oh, yay, I'm going to heaven. Wow, that's great. Okay, that's it. That thing's settled. And they don't realize there's so much more past that salvation experience, Cindy.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the local church comes in.
Sure.
Small group.
Yeah.
Because anything that you do, whether it's a job, you know, you don't just get a job and go, oh, cool, I have a job. They expect you to learn things.
Oh, yeah.
They expect you to pick up on things, to advance in your knowledge of what you're doing. And so you don't get a job with the thought of, well, cool, all I need to do is get this job, and I'm set.
Right.
You understand in the job situation that you're going to be expected to learn things. You're going to be expected to grow. You're going to be expected to know and use what you know. So it's the same with salvation.
It is.
You don't just, I mean, people, and as Pastor Jim said, some people do just, they get saved and that's it, and that's fantastic. You know, but why not have some sort of impact? Why not?
Right.
You know, go a little further. Just
right.
Go a little further. See what you can learn.
Absolutely.
And then once you have an experience where you actually see that power of God work in your life or in someone that you've been praying for, when you can step in and be a part of a situation, then it spurs you on and it sparks that fire to then continue to grow and to learn.
Absolutely. You know, that is also true. And in life, so often, let's say that you don't have a passion for football. And I think growing up, I didn't. And a lot of that was because I grew up in Central America and we didn't have TV. But but years later, when I had two sons and a daughter, and my sons just absolutely loved the game of football. And my oldest son went out for football. And, you know, all of a sudden, I found myself, we were watching football a lot, you know, mm-hmm. as a family. We were sitting there watching football, and pretty soon I went, man, I love this game. I love to watch it. I love to see the plays. I love to see where mm-hmm. this happens. You, Cindy, you're just like that, too. Pastor Jim isn't as much that way as you and me.
I do love football.
You do, right? Okay. So, but once you say, whoa, I want to learn more about this. So you spend time watching it. You spend time studying it. You watch games with people who've watched it for years, and they teach you things. That's what happened to me. And suddenly I'm watching, and I'm understanding why that play did that, you know? And when it comes to our spiritual lives, we need to surround ourselves with people who love the Word of God. When we are surrounded by people who could care less if they ever get deeper with God, we're going to develop that same attitude. Cindy, comment that on that before I go back to Jim on it.
Well, it's interesting. Toby Mac is one of my favorite Christian artists. And
right.
He posts on his page a lot of excellent sayings. And so I save a lot of them and post them to my Pinterest. But yesterday was this one. When you hang out in the wrong places with the wrong people, you will soon do the wrong thing. And
boy, isn't that true.
Yeah, and wrong doesn't even mean terrible. It doesn't mean bad.
You're right. It doesn't have to be it doesn't have to be like anything really bad.
Right. It can just, I mean, and this can apply to those situations, but it just means that what you said, you know, if you're around people who don't care about their spiritual development, then it's hard for you to care about your spiritual development.
I agree.
And if you're around those people, then you know, try to find a way to extricate yourself from that circle and find a better one.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, your inner circle, if you're a Christian, your inner circle should be made up only of Christian people.
Right.
Only godly people. Your inner circle is the people that you go to for advice and leadership and prayer and
yes.
You have your breakdowns around. And so you need to make sure those people are giving you solid godly advice.
And the word that you are almost saying is that they're giving you truth, which is what this show is all about today. And
absolutely.
And we can get so used to listening to foggy things around us, things that are not necessarily true, or people griping and complaining, get on their bandwagon. PJ, comment on this before we introduce this next song.
Well, yeah, and I think, too, getting back to the first point is distractions. And, you know, we can try and be on fire for God, but if we allow ourselves to be overtaken by distractions, and I know I have to watch my Facebook time.
Right.
I'd spend all day on Facebook or playing. I've got one game left on, because I know how I am. I have one game left on my phone, and that's it.
Right.
Because I don't need those distractions.
Right.
Because that's another thing.
Yes.
You know, we spend too much time with distractions, doing this, doing that, doing another thing, instead of getting into the Word, instead of communing with God. And you're absolutely right that we can't know the truth unless we get into the Word, unless we talk to God, who is the truth. Jesus said, I am the truth.
I am the truth, yes.
You know, and we can't know that until we know Him. We know Him, we know the truth.
Amen.
But that takes work.
It takes effort.
Yes, it
commitment.
Does. And sometimes people just don't want to, oh, I got this I got to do. I got that I got to do. I can attest, the days that I make sure I make time to do my Bible study.
Amen.
Even if it's not the whole thing, but at least
part of it.
At least part of it. Open up my Bible, read some scripture, do some praying. Those days tend to go a lot more smoothly,
yes, they
shall
do.
We say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not like there's huge catastrophes on the days when perhaps I might miss my morning Bible study. But it's like I know inside of me, I'm, even if it's small things, I'm better able to handle it.
Yes.
If I've spent time with God.
Oh, amen. Amen. If you remember the last week or two of shows, we've talked a lot about the importance of the Word of God in our lives. Jesus said, this series is Jesus Is, and we're right now on number 6 of what Jesus is. And it's found in John 14:6, and it is, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. So we're going to talk about that today. We're also going to talk about the importance of finding truth in your own life, how that is a priority, and it should be. Jeremiah 15:16, one of my favorite verses in the Bible, says, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they became to me. It's not that it just happened immediately. Sometimes it takes some discipline and commitment and time. They became to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I'm called by thy name, Most High. I love that. Thy words are found, and I did eat them. In other words, you had to consume it. You can't just hear about, oh, I've heard the Bible's a good book. Yeah, it's the most, actually still the most sold book in the United States, or in the world, I think it is. I don't remember that.
Yes.
Is it, Cindy?
I believe so.
I think it is too. So. And still, but just knowing about, well, I got one sitting on my coffee table. Well, what's it doing on your coffee table? Well, it looks pretty. It's really pretty. It's got my name on it and everything. You know? Okay, that's great. As far as that goes, that's not enough. And so we're going to talk today about the value of being in the Word. And the next song we're going to do right now is Word of God Speak by Big Daddy Weave. Why are we doing that song, PJ?
Because sometimes we just need to be quiet and let the Word speak to us.
Woo! It's so true.
I'm finding myself at a loss for words. And the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. I'm finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise. And all that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet I hear your voice and word of God speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, and be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay.
God speak. Let's pray again. Dear Lord, we ask that your word speak truth to our ears this day and our hearts. Lord, we ask right now as we open up John 14 that it comes alive to our listeners, that it comes alive in each of the three of us, and that we are more determined to be those souls on fire and to speak forth your word with power and intensity and life-changing ability, because that is your word. Word of God, speak. Thank you, Lord, for your word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and the life, in John chapter 14, verse 6. And at the beginning of chapter 14, Jesus is talking about trusting God. And he says, you do trust God, don't you? Trust me. There's plenty of room for you in my Father's home. If that weren't so, I would have told you, I'm on my way to prepare a room ready for you, or a mansion. I got a mansion just over the hilltop. And I'm on my way to get your room ready. I'll come back and get you so you can live where I live. And you already know the road I'm taking. Thomas said, Master, we have no idea what you're talking about. What are you talking about, a road? How do you expect us to know the road? Jesus said, I am the road, or the way in most translations. This is the message. I am the road, also the truth, and also the life. This next sentence is very important. Pastor Jim, I want you to address it. No one gets to the Father apart from me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him. You've even seen him. Philip said, Master, show us the Father. Then we'll be content. You've been with me all this time, Philip, and you still don't understand? Take it right there and explain, Pastor Jim, what that means. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
Well, Jesus said he came to show what the Father was like. He came to do the works of the Father. Jesus said, everything I see my Father doing, I do. So in that relationship that Jesus had with God the Father, he was expressing that to everyone. Because by this time, people had a pretty screwy idea about, you know, what God was. They took all the grace out of the Old Testament by this time. And
I thought that was amazing, grace.
Oh.
It is, actually. But they did take it out of the Old Testament, and that's why people have a bad impression about God.
Exactly.
Because much like many churches today.
Exactly. And that's why people, they almost make two different gods. There was, and in fact, some heretics did. There was the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New, and, you know, they just wouldn't mix. But that's not what Jesus did. He came to show us the Father. And to, again, shake up the people's ideas. He had to get them to think outside of the box. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Not that he was the Father, because he was eternally the Son, the Word or the Son, but he showed them what the Father was like. He showed them that, yeah, the Father is just, is holy, but you all forgot about mercy and love. And
yep,
he showed that by performing the miracles and such. You know, like the woman caught in adultery. He stood by the law on the one hand. I mean, he said, okay, you're right, stone her, but the one of you without sin, you get to be the first. And then, you know, there was the justice, there was the holiness. And then he said, woman, who condemns you? And she said, of course, no one. They'd all walked away. And he said, neither do I. Go and sin no more. So Jesus perfectly represented all the aspects of the Father.
Absolutely. Perfectly. And because of that, that amazing thing, where the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are really one, the Trinity, three parts, all the same, Jesus representing the Father, showing us the work of the Father as he walked this earth, showing us the will of the Father. The Father wants you healed. And dear listener, the Father still wants you healed. The Father wants you provided for. He's a good, good Father. That's what he wants for you. And when Jesus is saying here, wait a minute, I am the road. I'm the way. Did you want to add something to that, PJ?
Well, yeah, I wanted to read it out of the version that I'm using.
Okay, what, which is?
The Complete Jewish Bible.
There you go. Of course he is, right, Cindy?
Of course. So
Thomas said to him, I'm back up in verse 5, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Yeshua said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Because you have known me, you will also know my Father. And from now on, you do know him. In fact, you've seen him. Well, Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and that'll be enough. Just show us the Father. That'll
right.
be enough
we
for
got
us.
It. Yeah.
Yeshua replied to him, have I been with you so long without your knowing me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father, and the Father united with, how can you say show us the Father? Don't you know that I am united with the Father, and the Father is united with me? What I am telling you, I'm not saying on my own initiative. The Father living in me is doing his own works.
Mm.
So, you know, and we talked this morning, it's kind of a mystery.
It is.
I, long time ago, stopped trying to explain.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
I'm just content to say it's a mystery.
Right.
And there's three eternal persons in the Trinity, and that's enough for me. But Jesus said, I came not of my own initiative.
Right.
But the Father living in me is doing his own work. So what we saw Jesus doing, that's what the Father
So he came
done.
To show us, and it actually says that in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, that Jesus is the exact representation of the Father. The Father, or the mirror image of the Father. Cindy, how does that impact our lives?
Well, one thing I think is interesting about the disciples is he constantly told them that he was only doing what he saw the Father do. He was constantly telling them this, and yet we get to this point and they still haven't gotten it, because we as humans are kind of
slow
sometimes.
sometimes. So, slow. Yeah.
So it is hard to grasp the three distinct beings and personalities of God, and yet we have body, soul, and spirit.
Right.
Of course, ours, even though they act independently of each other,
mm-hmm.
we don't think of it that way.
No.
And so it's, God has perfected that. He's perfect at that, of his three beings being
right.
able to. So they don't work independently of each other. They work in concert, but
they do.
Each of them is very, very distinct. And we have to know that anything that happens in our lives that we attribute, the Holy Spirit gave me this thought, or dropped this into my spirit, or I read these words Jesus said, all that comes through the Father.
Right.
Everything points back to the Father. And then the Father, in turn, points everything to Jesus.
Right.
And so and then also the work of the Holy Spirit in us. So that they cooperate.
They cooperate, and it's all about the same attributes. I think that's what I hear you both saying. The attributes
right.
of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are the same, okay? They are truth.
Right.
They are kindness. They are goodness. They are all of those things that love, that we, compassion, that we need to be walking in. And so they have the same goal, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I like to describe it with my old chemistry way, and that a molecule of water is H2O, two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. You can have water in the form of liquid, steam, or ice, but every molecule mm-hmm. is still H2O. Same with God
right.
the Father. He can be God the Father, God the Son, or God the Holy Spirit, but it's still every molecule is God. It's deity.
Right.
And, I think sometimes it's because we human nature tends to be competitive. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are not competitive at all with each other.
No.
Why not, Cindy?
Because they have one goal.
One purpose. What is that?
So, and it's just like playing on a team. Your goal is to win.
Yes.
And if you don't cooperate with each other, if you have your touchdown scorer, your best receiver, saying, only throw the ball to me.
Right. There you go.
And then nobody else gets a chance. A, they quit trying.
Right.
B, the other team just focuses on that person because they know this is the only person that's doing any scoring here. This is the only person who's getting the ball. We just have to focus on them. We'll beat them. So you cannot compete against each other on a team. Because
that's a good point.
Team means working together.
It means working together. Good point. Pastor Jim, amplify.
Well, they love each other perfectly. I mean, God is
love. Which is hard to understand.
Right. I mean, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There's nothing but that, the God kind of love, obviously. And being God, it's perfect in them. So that's why there's no competition. I mean, the Holy Spirit was sent to glorify Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus glorifies the Father. And like Cindy said, the Father glorifies the Son.
Right. Everybody.
So, it's just, yeah, there's no competition.
And it's team.
It's a team, and it's, what is it? One essence, three persons. I mean, there is the Godhead, and within that are the three distinct personages. And, yeah, they are of one mind, one spirit, one will.
Okay, and we think right here, all that's exactly right. We look at John 14:6, and Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but through me. All right, we could say the work of Jesus was the salvation component, the way, okay? The way to the Father is through Jesus, what Jesus did on the cross. When people say, oh, there's a lot of paths to God, really? No, they're not. Mm-hmm. There's one. The scripture is very clear. Jesus is the way. Buddha is not the way. Muhammad is not the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So the eternal life where we get to live with the Father for all eternity, you have to start with Jesus. It goes with Jesus right there. And then as mm-hmm. we're going to see here in John 14, Jesus introduces us to the third person of the Trinity. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. He says the Spirit of truth. And then the last thing is the life. Heaven, everything, all that we have been hoping for, the 30, 60, 100-fold walking with God, that 30-fold, that initial thing is understanding salvation, saying, I want that. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I'm going to walk with him. That he's the way. And then he says, well, let me introduce you to my brother here, the Spirit of Truth. Because he's going to teach you some really deep things. And he's going to teach you what truth is. And he's going to show you how to distinguish between the voice of the devil and the voice of God. And you know, that all of that whole concept of the Holy Spirit is going to bring you to life eternal, where you will be with the Father forever. I don't know if that helps anybody, but that's how I see the way, the truth, and the life. PJ, you want to comment before we go to a song, and then we'll go back to Cindy soon?
Yeah. I just wanted to comment on Jesus being the only way. I mean, in the book of Acts, Peter says, when he's speaking before the council of the Jewish elders, he says, there's salvation in no one else, for there's no other name.
No one else.
There's no other name given under heaven among men by which we must be saved. And I know, I remember, and I've been called this exclusive. Well, how can you say Jesus is the only way? Well, first of all, because he said he was.
Right.
And secondly, he rose from the grave to prove it.
Exactly.
Everybody else is still.
Nobody else did that.
Nobody else did that.
Everybody else is still dead.
They're all still dead.
Yeah, they are.
But Jesus is alive forevermore.
Woo!
And, you know, it's, yeah, I guess it is kind of exclusive, but you know what? I've been saved, well, it's going to be 45 years this October.
Wow.
And I've never regretted.
Not at all.
I've never regretted a minute of it.
Amazing grace, my chains are gone. Love this song. John 1:14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, Jesus.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a hope secure. shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine, but God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. Will be forever mine.
Praise God, praise God. I love that song. Oh, hallelujah. Amazing grace. My chains are gone. Cindy, talk to us. Getting close to the top of the hour here. Talk to us about what we've been talking about.
I just find it very intriguing, and we're on a series at church that touches on it, that God put us in Christ.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then Christ, he wasn't just a substitute for us. He was the substitute, but he completely did away with sin. He flung the door open to be able to get to the Father.
Right.
And we cannot, in our humanness, get to the Father, and yet it's so simple. It's as simple as accepting Christ as Savior.
Right.
And at that moment, there you are.
Yeah.
The door is wide open.
Right.
And I love the concept of God taking us, putting us in Christ, and then through the Holy Spirit, putting Christ in us.
Well, yes.
Therefore, making us in the Father. So
all that is very true. And even though hard to understand, the concept mm-hmm. is simply, we come to a point in life where once we know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we can get complacent, we can dry up, we can get to the point where we don't read our Bible, we don't study, we don't assemble ourselves in church, or we don't even listen to videos, we don't do anything, because we're just content right where we are, which, and I think so many people are there, Cindy. They are, they're not desiring that deeper walk with God because they're just content. You know, they don't mm-hmm. even think about it that much. Oh, yeah, when I die, I'm going to heaven. Yes, because I'm saved. Well, praise God, you have that fire insurance. But what I think we're trying to say here, and Jesus was saying, wait a minute, I'm the way. Sure, I'm the way. But I'm also the truth. Mm-hmm. And the truth is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, here in John chapter 14. And we are going to verse 11 in just a moment, probably on the other side of the hour since it's getting so close to the top here. But the point is that in order to get to that eternal life, the second step is understanding the truth, and understanding that the truth will change you. The truth will set you free. Pastor Jim, that find that, will you, what you and I talked about this morning, Roman or John 8, 31, 32, where it says that about... It's not just, people quote this all the time, the truth will set you free. There's a whole lot before that sentence. There's a whole lot before those four words. You want to read it, Pastor Jim, and John 8, 31, 32.
All right. So Yeshua, this is verse 31, said to the Judeans who had trusted in him, if you obey me, if you obey what I say, then you are really my disciples.
There you go.
You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
So it comes down to obeying. It comes down to being in the Word. It comes down to understanding.
Yeah, most translations there have abide, which means to rest in, to stand
yes.
in, to be in, to be united with. Well, you know, that means you do something with it. And, you know, again, some people think, oh, I got saved, I can just do what I want, blah, blah, blah. But there's accountability to salvation.
Yes,
and right
there
is. Here is one place where it shows mm-hmm. that. that, you know, if you, well, Jesus said in Matthew 7, if you hear, the person who hears my words and does them.
And does them.
That's what he's talking about here. You hear his words and you do them. Then you're built on the solid rock foundation. You'll know the truth and the truth will set you free.
And that's it. There's more to it than just that salvation, which we're going to talk about a lot in our second hour. So don't go anywhere. Call a friend. Say, why don't you listen to Living the Good Life with me right now. In Tampa Bay, we're on 106.1 FM and 104.3 FM. And around the globe, we are at tantalknetwork.com. Want to invite you to listen to our Thursday night show, which is a life coaching counseling show with me, my other name, Mama Mac, and Dr. Angel Falzone, who's PhD and licensed mental health counselor. And this past Thursday night, for the first time, we went Facebook Live on the whole show, which was kind of a wild show for us. But we walked into the studio, and Pete, our engineer, had the TV cameras up and lights, and we did it. And so that's his intention for now. And we are also creating a YouTube channel for our Go Yard shows on Facebook Live. So we're going to get more and more free counseling out there across the airwaves from Dr. Angel and I. So check us out, 6:06 p.m. Thursday nights, right here on this same station. I did a Facebook post this past week. I try to do one every couple weeks. And that is, go to my post, Marcia McAllister Post, or Beacon of Hope Ministries, Inc. The one with the lighthouse, it's got a lot of colors in it, and you'll find those posts. And, you know, please share them. Get the word out. The whole goal is to get the word out. You know, it's a joy, Cindy, to be able to do this and spread the word, like even on this show right here on Sunday afternoons, which is now in our 12th year. And we are going to have show number 600 on September 23rd, which we hope will be an amazing day. And I don't know, we may even try to do Facebook Live on that day. We'll see what we can do. But, you know, it's very important to get the Word of God out across the airwaves. Cindy, talk about that real quick, because we only have about 60 seconds before I got to do this station ID.
Every opportunity to get the word out, whether it's on the airwaves, whether it's on the T-shirt that you wear, whether it's the example of your life, posting things on Facebook, however you can get the message out, get the message out.
Boy, that's the truth, isn't it? And that's what it's about. So check out our Facebook posts, because now I've been doing that for a year and a half. So there are so many out there. Marcia McAllister Posts or Beacon of Hope Ministries posts, and you will find those, tons of them, and most of them are have a hashtag on, so you can, this one is hashtag truthfully, so go there and it will come up that way. Hashtag truthfully, that's the easy shortcut way to find it. And Pastor Jim, we talked about the prayer line, but we encourage our listeners, just go to your email and write a prayer request or praise report to prayers@bohmglobal.com. Pastor Jim or Betty or Shell will pick up those requests, write a prayer, and get them out to the prayer team. If you want to be a part of the prayer team, we would love to have you join us. All you have to do is send an email to prayers@bohmglobal.com, and Pastor Jim will make sure that that gets out there and you get on the team. Or you can contact him directly, Pastor Jim at bohmglobal.com.